This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
You're on the radio.
Wow.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kathy's with us. And, Kathy, you were telling the class about an electrical outlet problem. Did you want to continue that?
Sure. My husband, I'm probably butchering the story, but from what I understood of it, my son's friend had an outlet that failed, several outlets that failed to work after they had a storm and they had a power surge. And so my son asked my husband, could you come take a look at it? So he went over about a week ago and he kept trying to find it and trace it. And he was just running into all kinds of problems. And after a couple hours, the people had to go, so he left. And then it just bothered him, and he couldn't sleep. And so he called my son. He said, I'm going to go back more and do a little more research. So what he said was there was one of the outlets had a bare wire on it, and he couldn't understand why that was there. Well, then as he did more checking, he said that it was wired backwards. And that's exactly what I believe you were talking about, that it fried all that was left was the copper. It fried the coating on the wire. And so my husband had a couple switches with him and some of the parts that he needed. And the young man just happened to have a GFI there. So my husband rewired it and put a new GFI in. But he said, boy, that house was just wired terrible. And he was worried because they had a little baby, and they had like a three-year-old little girl. And he said, I just wouldn't have been able to forgive myself if I would have let that go. So anyway, that was one of the things. I'm glad that, you know, you and Kyle mentioned that to Arjun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, Kathy, I've been in a lot of houses, and Mrs. Fennelli and I have owned a bunch of them, and whenever we bought one, I would go through the wiring. I'd take off every single receptacle and switch cover, and I'd look, and I would test each one. I'd make sure that the wires were securely attached to the screws of the switches and the receptacles. And frankly, I have never seen a house that we have purchased that was a used house that was wired properly. I haven't seen one, not one, that met my standards, which, and my standards are pretty much the same as the National Electric Code. I have not seen one that was wired properly. And the reason that I recommended to Arjun that he get that circuit tester with the three neon lights on it, and it's about $7, $6, something like that on eBay. I sent him a link to that and to the book. The reason I recommended that is all you do is just take this thing, and it looks like a plug that you'd plug into an outlet, you know, like an extension cord plug, but it doesn't have an extension cord. It just has three lights on it, three little neon lights, and it will tell you by the sequence of the lights, or which lights are on and which lights are not on of those three neon lights, whether the circuit is wired correctly, incorrectly, whether it's missing a ground, whether the hot and the neutral are reversed. It tells you everything you need to know except for the capacity of that circuit. It'll tell you whether it's wired properly. And it's a great quick way of knowing exactly the condition that you described, which is the white and black wires being wired backwards on the receptacle. So class, I'm going to tell you how to do it. It's real simple. There are three wires in 120-volt wiring systems. That would be a typical house wiring system. where you have wall switches and you have receptacles on the wall. And there are typically, unless you have three-way or four-way switches, just typical on-off switches and receptacles, there are three wires involved. One of them is bare copper. That's the ground wire. One of them is white. That's called the common or the neutral. Synonyms, common and neutral for the white wire. And the other wire is called the hot wire. And it's black. So which wire goes to which? Well, the screws on receptacles are coded, C-O-D-E-D. So you know which wire goes where. And here's the code. There's one wire that's kind of a, I'm sorry, one set of screws on one side of the receptacle that are silver in color. The other two screws on the other side of the receptacle are brass in color. The brass is the hot side. The brass goes to the black wire. So it's easy to remember. Brass begins with B. Black begins with B. Black to brass. Black to brass. It's as simple as that. Okay? So, but what they don't show you is the way I wire outlets, which is a little different, which is using pigtails, and maybe I'll get into that. I also got an email from one of our students asking about generators, and he wanted to know what was the broadcast that we talked about generators. And what I did, they're all gone because of one of the guys at Republic Broadcasting, one of the broadcasters there. He was kind of careless, in my opinion, and got us thrown off YouTube completely. And all of our archives are gone off YouTube, and you could have searched them. I can't tell you which one it is anymore. So what we'll do is, I sent a note to Kyle that why don't we talk about generators on Tuesday as well? So we'll talk about, you know, the fuel consumption, and the maintenance of, you know, portable generators for your home on Tuesday. So if you all would like me to cover a specific topic with one of our instructors, just send me an email at instructor@usaprepares.com. instructor@usaprepares.com. Don't expect me to respond to it, and there are reasons why I don't. But not that I don't want to. There are reasons why I don't. And I will talk about those topics on the air if they're germane to USA Prepares, okay? And I'll even mention that we'll talk about them when we will. Kathy, back to you.
But since I have that recipe, it'll only take me a minute. Can I read it real quick for people?
Absolutely.
This is the one that I've used, and it does work. It's 2 tablespoons of borax, 1.5 cups of sugar. I mix it together in a little saucepan, and then I add 1.5 cups of very warm water, and I just stir it till it's dissolved. And you get like a liquid. It's not watery, but it's not syrupy. It's just kind of in between. And I just make sure it's all dissolved, and then I let it cool, and I label it and put it in a jar. And then you put them in the little containers and poke holes in it. Just make sure you don't let children or pets around it. So you want to put it in an area where they can't reach it, or put it inside of another container and poke holes in it, or whatever you do. I just use a little container and put it inside the pantry and keep the door closed so the dog can't get in there. But that one does work. Vince, I wanted to mention a few things to have on hand that I was thinking about. That for me personally at this point, I really prefer not to go into a hospital or have to put myself in that situation. So, you know, they have those orthopedic shoes or boots if you have a hairline fracture in your foot or you sprain your ankle or twist your ankle. I actually found one at a thrift store, and I don't think it was ever used. There's not a mark on it. There's no wear on the bottom. I got it for $5, and then they had a pair of aluminum crutches for $3, and they had the rubber tips on the end, and they were adjustable. So I bought both of those for $8, and to me that's worth its weight in the event that you ever injure your knee or leg or hip or foot, or where you have to have that type of thing. Even if you had to go to the doctor and he says, yes, you need this, at least you have it at home and you don't have to buy one. So, and then I also think, Vince, have some of the braces, like for your wrist and your knee and your elbow, and wraps and compression, things with compression You just never know. Things can happen so fast, or sometimes it's just with repetitive movement. If you're pulling weeds or pruning a lot, you know, sometimes your wrists and your hands get real sore. So those are nice things to have. I have a whole drawer of nothing but the wraps and the braces and the, like for your wrist and things like that. So I don't know how you feel about all that, Vince, or if you can add anything to that, but I just was thinking about if we get into a situation where you just really don't want to go to the doctor, you'll have those things on hand.
Mm-hmm. And we do, Kathy. We have them here at the farm, including a wheelchair. And when we built our house, I designed our house. We bought plans, but I designed any doors that were smaller than 36 inches to be 36 inches, including closet doors. And the idea was 36 inches is the width that you need for a wheelchair. Now, hopefully no one will need that, but if someone does, then that person may need to be able to get into a closet, okay, or the bathroom. So, or, you know, go from the kitchen to the dining room if a house has a dining room or the living room. You know, so the hallways, everything needs to be 30, all the doors and openings need to be 36 inches, and that's what we did. So we have the crutches, the wheelchair, the braces, all of the things that you recommended over the years we've accumulated. And, you know, most people, if they need crutches, they get supplied by the insurance company, and then they just sell the crutches at a garage sale for a dollar or two. I don't get it. So we still have them, and you're absolutely right. There was one thing I wanted to mention. Another tractor implement that I think is really, really handy. And it's called a trailer mover. Trailer mover. T-R-A-I-L-E-R. Space mover. And this thing goes on the back of a tractor. It goes onto the three-point hitch. And we have a lot of trailers here. Different sizes. We have 8-foot trailer, 10-foot, 16-foot, 18-foot, 26-foot. A lot of different trailers. And these equipments use mounts to the trailer balls. Okay, that's how they connect. But sometimes it's a nuisance to have to hook. The trailer is too heavy to push by hand, and it's too difficult to maneuver it with a truck. So we have this implement, and it was about $300. It's available by King Cutter, and I think theirs is the best. And I'm not recommending King Cutter. I've talked to the CEO in the past, and I'm not recommending them because I talked to the CEO. I talked to the CEO because they manufactured a product that I thought was not complete. So I shared with them, yo, I think you need to do this. And so I talked to the CEO about it. So it's not because all their products I think are great, but some of them are pretty good. So their boom pole is pretty good. King Cutter, K-I-N-G, space, K-U-T-T-E-R. They're not a sponsor. We don't have any sponsors. But I do have this particular product of theirs. It's called a trailer mover with a ball. And it looks like a triangle that goes on the back of the three-point hitch. And it has a ball for a gooseneck trailer. So if you have a gooseneck, we have a 26-foot gooseneck. It weighs 5,500 pounds. And sometimes it's in the wrong place. I just hook up this 70 or 80-pound attachment to the back of the tractor. And it's got a ball. And it's back up to the gooseneck trailer, connect it, and pull the gooseneck trailer or whatever trailer I want, because it has a receiver for a ball mount, and you can put the 2-inch ball, the one and 7/8-inch ball in it, and it's a really handy device. It's called the trailer mover with a ball. We'll be right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR.
EMDR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. And one of the things we should talk about is price increases. And price increases are absolutely, positively out of control. And so Kathy and I were preparing for this particular broadcast class several days ago, and I recently sent her an email. And I'm just going to read this email to you. But let me just describe what it's about. So we have an 18-foot car hauler trailer, and we use it for all kinds of things. It's the kind of thing that has ramps, and it has a sloped rear deck. The last couple of feet of the deck slope down. And there's a storage compartment for two ramps. You take the ramps out, attach them to the rear of the trailer, and you can drive a car or pickup truck on this, and you can haul it. And we use it a lot. I mean, a lot. And for general purposes as well as hauling vehicles and tractors and things like that. Well, it came, it's I think a 2019 model. We bought it used, and it was a very fair price. So we bought this thing used. I didn't like the fact that it has two axles. That means four wheels. But the brakes were only on two of the wheels, or one axle. So I wanted it's got Dexter, D-E-X-T-E-R brand brakes, electric brakes. So I wanted to add electric brakes to the axle that didn't have brakes. So I wanted brakes on all four wheels. Just kind of like your car or truck has brakes on all four wheels. It makes no sense to me to have brakes on just two wheels. Makes no sense. So here's the email I wrote to Kathy. Kathy, I priced an add-on Dexter axle brake kit for our car hauler 18-foot trailer. It has two axles, but only one has brakes. The price for the whole kit for two wheels was $200 30 days ago. $300 7 days ago. $360 today. Amazon is out of stock of them. After lots of searching, I found the last one at a reasonable price. See you on Thursday, Vincent. So, that's how fast prices are increasing. And am I kidding? No, I'm not kidding. Prices are really going up. So, how much? Well, the price of natural gas has gone up 180% in the last 12 months. In January, gasoline was $2.18. Now it's $3.19. That's a 50% increase, roughly. And I believe you can expect another 20 to 25% by the end of the year. Bacon is up 30% this year. So if you think that prices aren't going up, and if you think that the government, when they're saying, oh, geez, inflation's up 5.4%, really? Natural gas is up 180%, gasoline's up 50%, bacon's up 30%. Now, I know you all don't use natural gas, and I know you all don't buy gasoline, and I know you all don't eat bacon. But if you did, you would know that inflation is out of control. And this is just the beginning. And we said right here at USA Prepares that this would happen. We said this. And we told you it was coming, and we said get ready for it. Kathy, any comments about that? Do you remember us saying that?
Yes, I remember you saying it, especially when they shut us down. Right after you just said it's going to come and it'll just come faster and faster. And it truly is. And I have to kind of laugh because I have multiples of everything now. I mean, I have three bread makers. I have two dehydrators. I have mm-hmm. two sewing machines, the exact same model. Mm-hmm. I have numerous, I think I have four crock pots, maybe five. Only because who knows how long what I have is going to last. And if I'm going to need it, and I have so much stashed in my basement and in my cupboards right now, but I'm not sorry that I do. Vince, some of the things that I was reading, there was a grocery store that had big freezers, and the freezers had a part go out on them, and they had to take all the food out. I don't know if they were able to salvage it, but they couldn't even repair the freezers because there was no parts for it. And so I know the one my daughter went to, they lost all the meat in it. It went out, and I don't know if it just was a failure overnight, but the owner was saying they just can't get parts for the freezers now.
That's right. We can't get parts for a lot of things right now, and we said this is coming. And let me address that when we come back, because Rich Sheban for years has said...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Once considered heroes, the American healthcare workers are facing a defund movement for choosing not to get the COVID vaccine. No one knows more about the coronavirus than healthcare workers, yet they are losing their livelihoods because of government-imposed vaccine mandates. Corporate America is playing a key role. The share of job postings per million on Indeed that require vaccinations spiked 242% in the last month. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is calling out General Mark Milley, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, for giving lawmakers false information on Wednesday. Milley testified that Pompeo and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows were aware of the phone call to Chinese leaders betraying the American chain of command. Pompeo on Wednesday said that never happened. Pompeo also disputed a claim in a Yahoo story based on an anonymous source that the United States was concocting a plot to assassinate WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
As the multi-trillion dollar infrastructure and spending bill packages head for a vote this week on Capitol Hill, Democrat Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez from New York gives MSNBC her point of view.
You know, I think the conversations that happen within the Progressive Caucus are very focused in how do we expand childcare, healthcare, climate action, and restore power to working class people in the United States of America. That is what we talk about. I would say that we have been laser focused on this agenda and delivering for working class families across the country all year. We have two bills at present, one which covers, which underfunds most priorities across the board. So there are very few priorities that even get the full funding that they even need. And then there is the larger, what is known as the budget bill, reconciliation bill. That has the stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life. Universal pre-K. We're talking about college, you know, community colleges. We're talking about expansion of Medicare. And we're debating including vision and dental in Medicare. Conversations about lowering the age of it, robust climate action, renewable energy, all of that stuff that you're going to feel in your everyday life is in what is known as the Build Back Better Act, a.k.a. the Reconciliation Bill.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, in the 1990s, I was brought on as a consultant to help a couple school districts in Virginia. And one of the things that we did was we built a middle school. And I was the technology consultant, if you will, to make sure that the building was appropriately wired for the technology that I had proposed. And that school, the entire middle school, is really nice. It's made out of brick, and it's a nice campus. It cost about $6 million, maybe $6.5 million. I just want to contrast that with what's happening today. So the Obama Presidential Center that they just broke ground for in Chicago is $830 million. $830 million for a presidential center, where an entire middle school cost us $6 million. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because there was an emperor, the third emperor of Rome, Caligula, and he was on a spending binge. He was out of control, and he was in an unconstrained spending binge, uncontrolled powers, and he was just about to kill Rome all by himself. And the Praetorian Guard, the personal bodyguards to the emperor, ended up assassinating him, because even his personal bodyguard knew that Caligula was going to destroy Rome. And the plan was to not let that happen. Now, I'm not suggesting anything here. I'm just saying that there is a similarity between the end of Rome with this reckless, careless, uncontrolled spending, like what our government is trying to do right now and has been doing. Even with the last guy, you know, the guy with the orange-colored hair, and the current guy, the stumblebum, reckless, careless spending. And Netflix has a series called Rome. And the last episode of the third season is the one that you need to watch. It's called Descent into Madness. Descent into Madness. And if you don't think we are there, you need to look again. We are there. What's happening today is madness. You need to vote for these bills, even though they're so complex you haven't read them. Even though the president, the stumblebum, wants to track every expenditure you make in excess of $600. Now you think about that. How many things do you buy that are in excess of $600? That'd be a refrigerator, a freezer, right? A washing machine, right? Maybe a television. He wants to know. He wants to know what you're spending your money on, and it's none of his business. This is Descent into Madness. We are, and when I mentioned Welcome to Joe's Cuba, that's what I'm talking about. And Kathy mentioned that parts are unavailable. That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. We bought a really neat toolkit from AutoZone, and a lot of the content was from Taiwan. So this thing was assembled from Taiwan parts and some Chinese content. Now, I don't like the Chinese content, but Taiwan, I think, makes some pretty darn good tools in today's marketplace. I'd rather have American tools, of course, but we don't make them anymore. So even the American companies don't make American tools. The American companies, the big names, most of them are imported, like Craftsman. I took a pair of Craftsman pliers, needle-nose pliers, and I held them in my hand right next to a pair of Harbor Freight, Pittsburgh branded Chinese needle nose pliers. They're identical, built in the same factory. One says Craftsman. So that's what put Craftsman out of business, because there's no real difference between Harbor Freight and Craftsman anymore. So who wants to buy Craftsman tools at the Harbor when you can get them for less at Harbor Freight? Anyway, the bottom line is this is Descent into Madness. No question about it. And we really can't find parts. And I've been telling you for a long time. Rich Sheeban said to me over several years, keeps asking me the same question. And I keep giving him the same answer. I guess he's expecting me to change my mind. I think. I'm not picking on Rich. He's got a very valid question. So, Vinny, if you had some extra money, what would you do with it? What would you do if you had a little extra money? And I said, land and spare parts. Land and spare parts. I've been saying that for years. And what you just heard Kathy say is parts for refrigeration. They can't be had. That is exactly right. And we've been telling you, get a hard start kit. Hard start kit from eBay, you know, for $10 or $11. If your refrigerator or freezer quits, you have a hard start kit, and you can probably get it working again. Because the capacitor is one of the things that fails on the compressor of refrigerators and freezers. So if you have a hard start kit and you lose refrigeration, you just push out that refrigerator or freezer to get behind it, take the back plate off, and you change out a couple of wires, you unplug it, of course, and the instructions are right there, and the chances are it's going to start up again. And that'll buy you a couple of years to find a replacement. Kathy, back to you.
You know, Vince, one of the articles I read, this man had a grandfather, and a grandfather died, and he had a whole barn of equipment. He had tractors and end loaders, and some of it didn't work. It was just out there. And people came from all over the country. And the grandson said, well, some of this doesn't work. And the men said, we don't care. We've got parts. And that's, I think, where we're headed. My husband, we had a bunch of rain last week. We had 7 inches of rain in a day and a half. And he said, you know, I'm going to get a couple extra check valves for the sump pump. And can't find any locally. So he had to order them. Now, we still don't have them. But he's thinking if he has to replace the check valve, plus we have two extra sump pumps. And then he wanted to buy electrical boxes, and there's not one locally. He had 10 in the basement, and he just happened to be talking to a friend in Tennessee. He can't find any, so he mailed him four of them, and it cost him $11 to mail four of them.
Kathy, we're talking about an electrical box. We're talking about an electrical box that used to cost a dollar. Or if they're blue plastic ones, they cost 19 cents, right?
That's what he said. They were 19 cents, exactly. Yep. And he can't find any. And we kind of had a running joke because we both have so many things in our garage and basement and barn. And we were going to clean things out. And I said, you know what? If it's things that are trivial, just, I don't care. We can get rid of them. But things that may have be some use, wiring, bolts, those kinds of things, he said, I think we'd be smart just to hang on to them. And I'm glad we didn't, you know, clean everything out a few years ago because we were like, well, we got all this stuff and how much stuff can you keep? But now I think you have to look at it as you could even barter with someone or like we have a couple neighbors that are very gracious and they're always saying, oh, I got one of them down there. I'll just give it to you. So we kind of go back and forth with our neighbors, but I think it's wise. You know, Vince, I wanted to mention, they had on, it made me think of it, they had on the break about dollar stores and the prices that were going to go up on some of the items. You know, I don't go in there that often, but I do know that they have salt, and they have that Himalayan pink salt, and it's a name brand, and you can get, I think it's a one-pound bag for a dollar, and I've never seen it any cheaper than that. Excuse me. And they do have, sometimes they do have name brand things. I don't buy a lot of things there, but occasionally someone will tell me something that they have. And I'll go, yep, that is a great price. And so, you know, I'll go in and get it. But there's so much, Vince, that's going up and so much that is out of stock. One of the people I was listening to the other day, he went back and looked at his Amazon account from a year ago, and here's just a quick rundown of what he found. The well pump that he bought is not available. The camping stove that he bought was not available. The propane heater was not available. A coat that he bought was 40% higher than it was last year. They make those. They're like powdered or freeze-dried. It's called Augustin Farms. He said they went up anywhere from 15 to 30% just on what he bought. One of the ladies said she bought a KitchenAid, and last year she got it, a mixer. She got it on sale for $219. She said now you can't get them, and she's seen them on eBay as high as $900. It just, I couldn't believe it. I didn't know it was that bad. I knew it was bad, but some of this I didn't know it was that bad.
Well, everything I look at has gone up in price. And here's something that I recommended that our class buy. Now, I'm pretty darn sure that most of our students and instructors have toilets in their homes. There is a universal fill valve, okay? So when the toilet tank starts filling with fresh water, you know, to be held ready for the next flush, there's a valve that can fail that allows that water to get to a certain height and not run and run and run and waste water. It's called a fill valve. Well, there's a really, really good fill valve made by a company called Fluid Master. And I've used them in the houses that I've renovated over the years, and I know they work just great. They're all plastic, except for maybe a few metal components. And the plastic is okay because it's American plastic. It's not Chinese plastic. And these fill valves are roughly, I bought, I think, a three-pack of them for maybe $18 shipped. Three fill valves. That means that would repair three toilets. And you'll find these things on eBay. So there's like a, you know, plumber's pack or something like that. So I bought three of them. And they work just great. So I think the part number is called 400A, 400A. Well, I'm seeing them for $17. I'm seeing for $15 each. Here's one guy that's got one for $14. So you can get these. And if you have a toilet and you want to make sure that you've got the parts to have the fill valve work, that's the one, the 400A. Also, there's a kit that you can get that has the flapper valve. That's that little valve that lifts up that lets the water run from the tank into the toilet bowl. You know, those kinds of things fail as well. So you may want to get a couple flapper valves because they're made out of rubber, flexible rubber, and over time they get hard. And as they get hard, they don't seal properly, and then water leaks. And by the way, if you want to know if your toilet's leaking water, if you have any food coloring, you know, red or blue or green, of course you wouldn't want to eat that, but there's a great purpose for it. You can put that in the back of your toilet tank, pour it in the water, you know, let's say it's green, and then, you know, a couple hours later you look at the toilet, the water in the toilet. If it turns green, you're leaking water from the tank into the toilet bowl, so you need to replace the flapper valve. Okay? Just one more tip. Kathy and I will be right back. I'm sure Kathy has a bunch of things that she wants to share with you. This is USA Prepares. I'm Vincent Finale.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, to answer the question a little better, Rich asked me, so what would you do if you had a little extra money? And that's land and spare parts, and it has not changed. And spare parts, I thought, you know, if you don't have spare parts for the items that break and the consumables and, you know, the wear parts, the parts that wear out, you're going to have problems. You'll be up the creek, and you won't be able to fix it. And that's where we are right now. Right now, that's exactly what's happening. Spare parts are really, really hard to get. Kathy, back to you.
Vince, I bought one of those flapper valves when you mentioned it a while ago. I went to the hardware store and I bought one. I just happened to be in getting something, and I'm like, oh, yeah, Vince mentioned this. So a couple things I want to mention, Vince, before we are done. I think it'd be smart to top off your propane tank if you have one. We just had ours, and we actually locked our price in. So no matter what happens in the next year, that's what we'll get. Vince, I would say one of the things that people can do, and I know you and I have been talking about it, is to really think about their food and growing their food and their food source. I literally tripled my garden last year. And some of the things that, like you know, I grew beets. Well, most people throw the beet greens away, but you can eat them. You can saute them. You can dehydrate them, and you can powder them. I had so many raspberries. I couldn't use them, so I ended up making the fruit roll-ups with them for my grandchildren. And Sharon actually talked to me about it, and she told me how she did it. And one of the things, too, Vince, that I have, and I know I mentioned this before, but we have a couple rural online auctions, and you can preview everything online, and some you can sometimes go there, But, like, I'm looking at tomato cages, and only reason I'm going to probably end up getting them, they're the real heavy-duty ones. I mean, they're like probably $15 new. They're like four or five circles high. But I can get, I think, eight or nine of them for a dollar. So even if I don't use them for tomatoes, I can use them for climbing things or to support other items that I'm growing that grows up vertically. And I would say, too, like, just think about getting of like a frost cloth or things to cover your plants to extend the season. I ask my neighbors. I have neighbors with fireplaces all around me, and they all save me their wood ash. And I put the wood ash down, and I put sawdust down from a friend that's a carpenter. So I think if you can just get creative, get chopped leaves, and try to make your own fertilizer, because I know, Vince, you mentioned we may not have access to fertilizer, or if it is, it's going to be so expensive. I prefer to use the natural, but I know some people can't do that. Maybe they're just not in the position to get those items.
Yeah, and here's something I'd like to share with the class. Something that's just happened. So we have an account with Sam's Club, and we have their Plus account. We get free shipping. And what they've done is they've changed the prices. So if you want to buy it in the store, it's a lower price. If you want to have it shipped, it's a higher price, but they have free shipping. They're absolutely lying to us, okay? Having a higher price if you have it shipped means it's not free shipping. You know what that means? So Sam's lies. And by the way, Sam's, if you have your attorneys listening, if you want to debate this on here, I will debate that with you. Absolutely. And you'll lose. But I'll be glad to do that. And another thing I want to mention about Sam's Club, and I don't know if the other companies are doing the same thing, but for example, I buy some products and I do a search on them. And the search shows every other product around the one I want to buy, but not the one I want to buy. Because I believe the one I want to buy is in short supply. So they have deleted it from the search results. Now, if you go to purchase history and you click on the item that you bought, and you click on it, and then you can buy it. But if you just do a search for it, you can't find it because it does not come up in the search results. Kathy, did I explain that in a way that you think the class might have understood? You have to go back to that exact item from your purchase history and say, yeah, I want to buy another one of those. And then you can buy it. But it does not appear in the search results.
No, you did. They make it hard for you to find what you're looking for.
Yes, they do. And that's because they're in short supply. And they don't want you to know, they don't want you to bring up a page that says low in stock or whatever. And if they put it back in the search results, then other people are going to buy it and they're going to be out of stock all the time. So, class, that's a hint. It's getting tougher. And that's why I said welcome to Joe's Cuba, because that's where we are. We're in the beginning of Cuba, where everything's in short supply and everyone is on his or her own. I hate to say this, but we've been telling you this is coming, and here it is. Kathy, in the last 10 seconds, your comments?
Well, Vince, two things I would make, see if you can get Bibles, because who knows if they'll stop letting us buy those, and prescription glasses too, Vince, reading and for distance.
Very, very well said. Very well said. And so you might want to get those prescription glasses soon, because a lot of the content is imported for prescription glasses. Kathy, thanks you so much for being with us. I look forward to our next broadcast class on...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.